Hello, my name is Father Boniface. I'm a Benedictine priest and monk of St. Vincent Archabbey in La Trobe, Pennsylvania. And it's such a pleasure to talk today with Bishop David O'Connell, Auxiliary Bishop of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. Bishop, it's wonderful to be with you.
Great to be with you.
Bishop O'Connell, you're leading a retreat for priests in regard to Unbound, and you've been a supporter of the Unbound ministry that was developed by Neil Lozano and Heart of the Father Ministries. Can you share with us a little bit about Unbound and then also your connection with it?
Well, Unbound, I think, is a gift from God to us in the church and our society and our world right now. In the scriptures, Jesus talks about the steward going back into the treasures under his responsibility and finding the old treasures and the new treasures and figuring what we need right now. And this is the treasure that was given to the church, which is the treasure of the liberating power of Jesus Christ that was given to us, because Jesus himself knew that so many people were suffering terribly because of the unclean spirits, the evil spirits that come into their lives because of their own sin or the sins of others against them. For me to even start off with this, I needed somebody to help me with it and to go through the interview with me about my life and where might this have come from. But it's a beautiful ministry. I think it's what I have now in my region, my ministry is that I have some beautiful people who've taken this to their prayer groups and to their parish leaders, and we're training people in this ministry, and they are doing, the lay people can do this ministry too. Like I say, they have the authority of their baptism. And I'm telling them too that they can do this ministry for others because they have that authority, and so many of them are really sincere about seeking a holy life, holiness of life. And I had a great, beautiful story last week of two people who had received this training with us in the Unbound ministry, and they watched the videos of Neil Lozano and his son, and they had read the books in Spanish actually, but anyway they had some visitors from Mexico, and the people came to them, and one woman came and she lived with depression for years and years and years, maybe 25, 30 years something, and the people that we had been with training them, they just did the prayers for them, and those people went back to Mexico and called them. I'm just freed. I'm just happy. I've got all this wonderful. You know, how can I get this into my for other people in my family? Mm. And I had many, many stories. I just actually was home in Ireland, and a very good friend who had lived with this suffering and depression, anxiety and fears and a kind of a self-hatred, whose life was going to a very dark place. And before she would talk about that, but I didn't really know, I didn't have the skills.
Mm.
You know, I'd pray for you or, you know, try to do more positive things to feel better and everything. But so I just did these prayers of the five keys. And she has a new life. She's filled with joy and hope, and you know, she was always a faithful person, going to Mass all the time. You know, daily Mass and everything, but confessing things. I mean, living a very innocent, good life in so many ways, but falling more and more into some kind of bad spirits harassing her.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a great joy that I could give her this gift, and I had insights before, but I didn't. But I thank God now that I have now, and that other people are learning them, and that then it is a great joy, because we're definitely hiding the best gift we have from people. And we're working on many different things, wonderful things, but that's the other thing I want, maybe. Living in the inner city all these years and working on immigration issues and working on trying to get young people out of gangs and working on the housing issues and homelessness. But as it was, I'm sure many of the people that are listening, especially priests listening to this and bishops, I realized more and more as I was getting older that more and more in the priesthood, that that there was a terrible, the deepest suffering of all was from people because of their own sins and because of the sins of others against them. And I think even the suffering of people who've committed abortion, suffering of those women, and sometimes men too, but women, was even worse than this, the suffering of people who had been abused. Mm. I can't really say, but I know that suffering from abuse is terrible, 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 because what happens there is that there's so much an evil spirit in the person who's doing the abusing, and it's passed on to those children.
Mm.
And they don't know why they hate themselves so much, and why they blame themselves so much, and why they have so much shame and self-rejection, and they don't know why. So that's maybe the worst. Maybe that's worse, I suppose. But they can live their whole lives because of that.
Mm.
The women who've had abortions many times are living the same kind of agony. But I suppose it's worse for children because they're so young and innocent, but now they're dealing with these demons that are destroying them. And that's why child abuse is such a terrible sin, because these children get affected by these bad spirits.
Mm.
And they have no ability to handle them, and they've been plagued, you know, with all, and that's why they go so quickly to drugs or alcohol or anything, just kind of kill the pain.
Mm.
And they feel so isolated and so unloved, and feel so, because as you know, they internalize, they blame themselves. So it's,
yes,
a kind of actually the whole understanding of the presence of these bad spirits in our lives gave me a new insight into how much children suffer,
mm,
who've been abused, and why it's such a terrible, terrible sin.
Mm.
And of course, nobody tells these women when they push them into having abortions, that nobody tells them about the suffering, that they're opening the door to these spirits of self-condemnation, self-hate, and depression, and despair, and that they're going to, that's what they're opening up the doors to. So nobody tells people when they get involved in pornography or fornication or anything, you know, or promiscuity.
Mm.
It's all these days nobody telling them, but they're opening the door to these spirits. And just because people don't have faith in God anymore doesn't mean they don't get taken over by the spirits.
Right. Yes.
that's the amazing thing, that, you know, that, and that's why there's so much suffering. There's more suffering in the people who have no faith,
mm,
because they're still getting attacked by the spirits, by these bad spirits, and they're still opening the door to these bad spirits in their lives. And at the end of it all, this is what we have to offer to the world above everything else, and it's offered to above all other gifts that we have, is we're uniting ourselves to that liberating power of Jesus Christ,
mm,
who died on the cross to make this victory available to all.
And one of the ways that Neil describes the Unbound Ministry is simply like that. It's a concrete way to apply the power of the gospel to your life for freedom and healing,
yeah,
to allow Jesus really to be.
Yeah, the power of the gospel, the power of the cross, the power of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the power of the precious blood of Jesus shed for us for this very reason. You know, it's all, that's the most important place to apply it.
Bishop O'Connell, thank you so much for that beautiful description, for leading us in prayer through the five keys. And if I can direct our listeners to the Unbound Ministry website, heartofthefather.com, heartofthefather.com, the various places where there are Unbound teams and ministers is listed on a map on the website, and they are, in fact, all over the world. We just learned at the Unbound Leaders Conference in Tanzania, they have 1,100 leaders that they who are trained, and it's growing exponentially. Amazing. But in so many places around the United States as well.
Fantastic, yes. And at the end of January, we have a retreat for priests in Los Angeles. And Neil Lozano will be there, and I'll be with him. And we will lead this retreat for 4 or 5 days. And I guess that's on the website too.
Absolutely.
It's on the website, the Heart of the Father Ministries or Unbound Ministry?
Heartofthefather.com.
Heartofthefather.com to find out details. And there would be, if anybody listening would like to have their priest take advantage of this, we'd be delighted to welcome them to sunny Southern California.
A nice place to be in January.
At the end of January, there's no place in the whole world better to be, especially at the Unbound Ministry Priest Retreat.
Amen. Amen. Bishop O'Connell, could you give us a little blessing?
Yeah. Lord Jesus, we thank you for dying and rising for us. We thank you for that gift of liberation that you want to give. We thank you for your plan for each one of your beautiful, precious sons and daughters to experience the joy and peace and hope that comes from your liberation and your new life. And we ask you to help all those who are listening to experience that love and peace and joy and liberation. Help them to be set free so they can truly become a new creation that you want them to be. So may Almighty God bless each one of you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Bishop David O'Connell, thank you so much for taking the time.